Good evening, everyone. I've come here this evening to bring to you and to speak about streams of the Divine Mother. And when you hear me speak about it, I'm trying to bring to you both concepts and energy, both. So you can listen with your eyes open or your eyes closed. And it's kind of a way of talking and being in meditation at the same time. Part of what I'm talking about and will be talking about is directed towards your mind, and part of it is directed towards your body. So if you don't hear all the words or don't understand all the words, it doesn't matter. The process of receiving is going on in any case. So I want to start with the word mother and streams of the mother. We're talking about the divine within creation. And within the Judeo-Christian tradition, most of us have come through the theology of the divine as something beyond creation. Eastern traditions have not separated things like that. But in the West, we've been more oriented towards that which is beyond. So the Mother, the Divine Mother, brings to us the knowledge of divine life through our bodies and through the consciousness of our physical and energetic body that we can awaken to. This is very important to understand, because when I'm speaking about this, I'm talking about experience. I'm talking about the possibility of living on the earth as a sacred being, as a divine and human combination. And each of you may be going through your days feeling that you have a lot to do and your mind is very focused and there's not a lot of time to pay attention to something else. So I want to ask you this. When it's sunny out, how much time does it take to notice? You notice it because it imprints itself on your skin, that it's sunny out, and you feel something instinctively, most people do, about warmth, maybe gladness or the brightness. It's not about time. It's about reality. So if we think about divine life in the same way as we think about sunlight, I want to convey to you, it's not about a spiritual practice that takes more time. What it does take is noticing, like noticing sunlight, except that we are so used to focusing our minds on thoughts of various kinds that we go through the day not noticing things that aren't compartmentalized in our thought process. But let's use the example of the sun again. You notice the sun, you may make a mental note of it, but basically you feel it on your skin as warmth, and then you may have an emotion about it too. Our spiritual senses are like that. They don't process through the mind, they process through the body. And so we who are desiring or longing for, because that's my understanding and premise, that all human beings are longing for the experience of divine life. Not for the thought of divine life, but for the experience of divine life as real. All human beings, even those who don't believe that God is real, because it's built in to who we are to be longing for a sense of belonging with the universe, to be longing for a sense of participation with a life that's greater than our own. It's built into who we are because we're created as souls. And the soul part of us, the deeper layer, knows something that the mind doesn't necessarily remember. Now, what needs to happen in order to awaken our spiritual senses so that we perceive the spiritual light that would be equivalent to sunlight, is we need to pay attention. The streams of the mother, divine life coming through created life, come from so many directions. And each of you may have your own attunement to what that might be like. For example, those who are feeling a resonance with Native American traditions, or really with indigenous peoples anywhere, have an orientation towards the Divine Mother coming through the earth and through created beings that are not human and through the sacred ground and through the soil and through all that nature gives to us. And there are many of us who resonate with that understanding that there is a divine core within the earth that blesses and that nurtures and that seeks to provide not just physical food, but spiritual food for us. The question is whether we feel this as well as know this. Feel. What would a feeling be? And here I want to explore with you what you think feelings are. At this time in our history, we look at feelings as emotions that we're familiar with, anxious, fearful, sad, angry, happy, emotions, emotional states. But the realm of feeling is much greater than this. We can feel things that we've never experienced before. For example, what would you call wonder? Or what would you call awe? We call them feelings. I felt wonder, I felt awe. Maybe it doesn't happen too often. Maybe it only happens when you look up at the sky at night. Maybe it only happens when you are hiking and you see a vista that's beautiful. But those are feelings, feelings of wonder. They bring to us something that's transcendent, that affects us in our inner knowing. And it's not just a thought. If it were just a thought, it wouldn't feel as powerful as we experience it. So, awe, wonder, feelings. And we have the option of feeling many things like that when our spiritual senses begin to awaken. And that which is most potent, most available, that we have not yet felt, even though we hold it to be, perhaps some of us, a premise about life, is love. Here is a thought. The earth is producing not only food, but love. The earth is producing an energy of love that when our spiritual senses awaken, we can feel it. Here's another thought. The cells of our body are vibrating with love. Now, you may or may not have felt that, but the cells of our body are made of a divine core, just like the core of the earth. So the inner core of the cells of our body, like the inner core of the earth, is a vibration of love. Now, these are thoughts. These are thoughts. Picture in your mind anything that creates wonder in your experience, anything at all, stars or young children or babies or anything, love. What is wonder? What is it? Wonder comes with a feeling often of gratitude. We feel we are being given something that was unexpected. We feel we're being given something that was very good, maybe beautiful, like a gift, a beautiful gift that was unexpected. And then we breathe it in, and that's the Divine Mother. That thing that we're breathing in is the Divine Mother. The essence of life that creates wonder, no matter what its source, is a stream of the Divine Mother. And we register it emotionally, and we register it physically, and we register it as a thought. The essence of life that creates wonder is the Divine Mother, because the Divine Mother is the essence of life. And the essence of life is gift. Gift. The gift of creation, the gift of existence, the gift of love. We don't mostly know this because we're paying attention to another version of reality. And beloved ones, this is the time for each of us. The time to change the channel. The time to pay attention to what can awaken within us as the larger version of life. Now you know, and I know you know, that each life has its own perplexities in it. We each have problems, energies, issues that we face, battles that we wage inside ourselves. Those things are real, experientially, but they don't have to exclude what I'm talking about. Those things are all held within the divine creation of the oneness. All of it. All of it, all of it is part of divine life, all of it. There's nothing else but the divine within life. There's nothing else but the Divine Mother within life. And we who experience our bodies as in pain don't understand. We have perplexity about this. We have perplexity to say, how could be pain be a function of creation? How could pain be an aspect of divine life? And if there is love, if there's love everywhere, if creation is full of love, if the earth is exuding love, if love is in the cells of our body, then why are we in pain? It's a natural question to ask. Why? So take a minute to think about it. And I'm going to continue talking in a minute. And while you're thinking about it, I want to say there is only one life that is contained in every smaller form of life. The divine is contained in every single form of life, within every cell, within every atom, within every body, within every breath, within every life. So let me go back to the subject of pain, because each of you knows where your attention gravitates to in your own life, what you're struggling with, what you pay attention to. And I've said to you, there's only one life, one divine wholeness, one divine oneness that is the mother that contains everything within itself, including the experience of pain. So one wonders if the divine is love, if the earth is love, and so on, then where is pain coming from? Pain, beloved ones, comes from the earth's history and our own soul's history of having decided to explore what it means to be an individual self with a consciousness that can choose to separate from the oneness. That capacity to separate, to choose to feel separate from others, from the earth, from the sky, from one's own breath, has led to a sense of isolation in most human beings. And the sense of isolation has led to all kinds of other feelings, mostly fear, but lots of other feelings as well, to create self-protection as a way of dealing with isolation. But this was part of a journey that each of you chose to go on, this exploration of being a unique individual self. And so in the initial stage, you didn't intend really to leave the oneness, but as part of the individuation of your own consciousness, separation created all kinds of other feelings and difficulties. And out of that came pain, pain of separation, and pain as a teacher to return, teacher of a path of return to the oneness. So it's got a long history, beloved ones, a long history, and our response to pain needs to be compassion. But our response to pain also needs to be that it's a channel. It's a channel that we can be focused on, and at the same time we can be focused on something that's larger than that, much larger than that. It's according to where we place our attention. And I invite you to explore this in your own life after you leave here. This aspect of consciousness, where do I place my attention? So you have your own troubles going on during the day. Breathe and feel that you have a choice, the choice of opening to the larger context of your life, of opening to the love that's around you. How? There are many ways. You can pick the one that feels best to you. The simplest is to breathe, because physical breath can bring to you, if you're not still focusing on your mind, can bring to you the experience of spiritual deepening and of vital spiritual energy. The breath can do that. You can also, if you're able to, let yourself be alone and turn off your mind. Awaken, or let your give yourself the space to awaken to being fully present to what's around you. If there's one way that might be called a spiritual practice, but I wouldn't call it that because it's really a way of life, it has to do with being present in the present. That's the open door to experiencing divine life. Being present in the present. So, if you are wondering, how do I go about experiencing this vaster life in my life? How do I go about experiencing things that I haven't experienced before, my spiritual senses? Then I will tell you, the most important thing is not taking yourself away, although that is helpful often too, but being present wherever you are. Open to being present, not with what you think should happen, or you expect should happen, or who somebody else should be, but just to what is. When you do that, when you drop preconceptions, when you're just there, all kinds of other things begin to happen. All kinds of other awarenesses can come in just by being present. Sometimes this is hard when there's physical pain. It's hard to be present to anything else but physical pain. And in that case, be compassionate towards yourself and your physical pain. But know also, physical pain is not a limiter of divine consciousness. It's included. It can be included in divine consciousness. It's a limiter if you think it's a limiter. But your soul, your heart, your breath continues no matter what your physical state. So there's always another place in yourself to turn to. And here's something to consider. Very important. We are, as beings, capable of feeling more than one thing at a time. We're capable of feeling many things simultaneously. So you can, in one part of yourself, be feeling difficulty, and in another part of yourself, you can be feeling peace. And in another part of yourself, you can be feeling gratitude. This is how we're made, beloved ones. We're made with an attunement simultaneously to physical reality and to the reality of our deeper core, which is what we call the soul, or you can call it something else. But divine life, which is the mother, which is the oneness, which is the experience of universal love, is everywhere. It's all around you. It's in the grass. It's in the trees. It's in the earth. It's in your body. It's in the cells of which everything is composed. And we are waiting to feel that. We are all waiting, all of humanity is waiting, to recognize that we're held in something, that we're part of something. So try not to be defeated if you feel absorbed by your particular concern of the moment. Try not to be defeated, because that doesn't have to go away. You're not prevented from having a deeper experience because you have something that needs healing. Change the channel. Change the focus, breathe, go outside, touch the earth. Try to feel something that says to the universe, I wish to feel my connection with you, beloved mother. I wish to feel my connection with you, beloved earth. I wish to feel the love that comes from the universe towards me. Just ask. Just open yourself to asking. Nobody can give you the desire to do that. The desire to do that has to be in you. If you feel that thinking about your problems is the only thing you can do or want to do, then that's the only thing you'll do. Just think about the things that are problematic. If you feel that you want to experience divine life because you believe somewhere in yourself that that's what we're here for, to experience it, not just to know it as an idea, then you can experiment with changing the channel or by not feeling limited when you're feeling mind, mind, thought, thought, emotion, emotion, difficulty, difficulty. Change the channel. Open. Let yourself breathe. Those Native American peoples that you may be familiar with, and those in other countries also, understand that the earth is a blessed being. The earth is a giver, not only of physical life, but of spiritual life. The earth loves, and out of love produces abundance. We've lost attention to the experience of the earth as a being. We've lost attention. We're too busy to pay attention. We're too busy. We don't notice. We notice when the sun's shining. For most of us, it feels better. So we notice for a few seconds that the sun's shining. But we're too busy. We don't notice that the earth is there beneath our feet. We don't thank the earth for being there beneath our feet. We don't understand that there are rays and emanations of love coming from the earth to us. And the reason we don't understand is because we don't feel it. However, we are hooked to our mental process, which interferes with the very thing that we're longing for. And so we need to create a space When I say need to, I mean if you want to. You can go on as long as you like with thinking and being in your own mental process. You can go on as long as you like. Eventually, it will come to you that you're more than your mind. Eventually, it will come to you. I wonder, when I'm talking about these things, how many of you have had experiences of talking to a tree or talking to a plant. It's a very good idea to try to do that, to see what level of communication you can actually have. Sometimes you can hear words, sometimes you can just feel your heart connecting, but in terms of opening up your spiritual senses, put your forehead against a tree, see what you feel. There's a whole life going on there. Not only a life, a consciousness. And not only a consciousness, there's love happening. And the more we bring our relationship, let's say to a tree, or to any life form, the more we bring our consciousness and relationship to any life form, the more we open the door to communication back and forth. That's just a principle of life. We bring our focus to it, and it brings its focus to us. So, talk to a tree. But if you don't feel called to do that, then just be present. Then just be present wherever you are. Another stream of the Divine Mother comes through being present in interaction with others. One of the wonderful things to know about living here at this time is that light is expanding. And those of you who have heard me speak before know that I talk about this over and over again. The fact that light is expanding within the earth itself and within all physical life, within all that's made of physical reality, means that there is more unfoldment happening at an accelerated rate. So what might that mean? Well, here's an idea. What it means is that the connection between your deeper self and your thought process is getting smaller. The space is getting smaller. The connection is getting stronger. So if you're in a conversation with someone and you're present, you begin to hear the new things that somebody is saying. Maybe a word, maybe a thought that they haven't said before. There are new things happening in just ordinary conversations. Why? Because the hearts of people are awakening. And with that awakening comes a kind of a tendril-like exploration of the deeper self. What do I really feel? And out of that exploration, occasionally something pops up from the deeper self, and somebody who you've known for 15, 20, 25 years suddenly says something to you that you weren't expecting them to say, because they're having this experience of light expanding. Not something that you said, within themselves. So being present in the ordinary conversations that you might have is a way of experiencing the divine life within creation, within conversations, within relationships. And it's going on all the time. You don't have to walk someplace into the woods to see that or to feel it. It's going on all the time. You just have to listen. Listen for the nuances of the new. Nuances of the new. And if you are expecting the old to appear, of course you're wearing blinders, and so you won't be listening as carefully for the new because you'll be focused on the old. So try to be innocent. Try to be just there, like a child, just there to whatever might happen. And you know very well, with relationships that are long-standing, how we get programmed into habitual responses. Human beings do this. It's a way of coping. So you get programmed into expecting certain things to be said in certain ways. This is the place of change, beloved ones. Try to pull yourself out of that expectable response place into having absolutely no idea what's going to happen next. No idea. Anybody could say anything. You could say anything. That's the place of being open to the present. Being unknown to yourself and imagining that the other person that you're talking to is not going to say the same thing, or you're not going to hear it the same way as you have for the past 15, 20, 25 years. This is the Divine Mother unfolding. And I think I'm going to say one more thing before I put the music on again. It's another stream, another way to look at the streams of the Divine Mother. Time. How do we think about time? How do you think about time? Do you think about time as sacred? Do you think about it except as needing to get things done? That's the way most people, most of us do. How much can I accomplish in this given period of time? Mostly being in a rush, mostly feeling overwhelmed or having difficulty getting through our list of things to do. So ask yourself, you don't have to say this out loud, do you know that time is sacred? And if you did, what difference would it make in your life to experience time as a stream, a divine stream of energy that needed to be respected, deeply respected? Time, beloved ones, is a principle of creation, time and space. Time and space became the beginning of how human beings found a habitat, the earth, place to be in, time and space. Time is the principle of unfoldment. Not permits unfoldment, it is unfoldment. Every being is unfolding in time. Every being is growing in time. Time is a medium that we live in, and its origin is sacred. As much as creation is sacred, time as part of creation is sacred. It's given to us to understand the principle of growth, divine life expressing through unfoldment in time of all beings. And here's a thought. Human beings are unfolding in time. Planets are unfolding in time. The earth is unfolding in time. It's changing its vibration as we speak. Stars are unfolding in time. The universe is unfolding in time. Everything that's created is moving into a larger state of consciousness and being. Let's say we could say it's expressing more of itself, or let's say it's expressing more of its purpose for being, or let's say it's expressing more of its reason for existing. Stars, planets, life forms that are non-human, human life forms, everything is evolving in time. And so we need to offer respect and gratitude to time when we have a chance and we're not too rushed, that is. When we can take the time from being busy to pay respects to time, because time is sacred. And as much as we hold that there is a divine power or a divine purpose or a divine source that gives birth to life, time and space are the dimensions that are manifestations of that divine source, time and space, which is why in this talk to you, I said divine life is in everything. Everything that occupies space has divine life in it, everything without exception. And now I'm saying to you, everything that passes through time is unfolding. The principle of divine growth is in time itself. So I think we'll sit for a few minutes and then I'll ask if you have some questions for me.